Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode, I think we're at 26 of the Brian Gittins podcast. And to my right-hand side, as always, I've got the blonde peacock.
Absolutely strutting around, feathers flying everywhere, left, yeah, right, centre.
How are you, David?
Very well. Looking forward to some podcast chat.
You're looking very well.
Oh, thank you. Nice start of a compliment.
Have you been on holiday?
I haven't, just been in the old UK doing my usual routine, but enjoying
What is your usual routine?
My usual routine, wake up first thing in the morning, a few star jumps, just get the heart pumping, bowl of muesli, and then just off on public transport, could be off to work, interacting with the general
and
public.
And our guest this week is none other than Angelos Epifemiou.
Yeah, big round of applause.
Absolutely.
Massive round of
your
applause.
Actually bigger than that.
Yay! Let's get the hands clapping. Yeah. There we go.
Have you ever met Angelos before, David? Or
I have briefly before a comedy event in Brighton.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yes, a bit of a chat in the green room.
I don't remember. He doesn't remember you, David.
Oh, well, not that memorable, but I enjoyed the chat.
Extremely unmemorable, David. I've got to be honest with you. That is normally a face that I would remember, like the face that you've got. Yeah, but I don't remember it at all.
He doesn't remember you whatsoever, Dave. What do you make of that?
I'm a bit shocked, really. I remember lots of eye contact, shake of the hands.
Yeah. Not happy.
It wasn't that dark as a green room. It was well illuminated.
It was very, very dark. Very badly lit place. I remember this big, lanky fella come up to me and he starts saying stuff to me. And to be honest with you, I couldn't get out of the room quick enough.
That could be me. That could have been me. It's possible.
That was you.
I'm sorry, mate. I'm so sorry.
It is interesting. What I thought was a beautiful conversation for you was
It was traumatic for me.
It really was.
Well, guys, this is quite relevant, actually, because we're actually standing in the queue of a comedy club.
Oh, wonderful.
We're about to go into the Comedia down in Brighton.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
What am I doing? I'm going to watch that. We're all watching.
David, could you tell us who's in the ticket?
Huh?
Please, can I see your ticket?
Here's my ticket.
I've got a gold ticket.
I've got a gold ticket that gets me up the front.
Exactly. We're all up the front.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. We've all got gold front rows.
David, could you tell our listeners who's performing tonight at the Comedia?
It's going to be an 80s nostalgia night.
No, it's not. It's going to be people that are genuinely on the circuit now.
Genuinely on the circuit now. You're quite right. Stephen Grant.
Stephen Grant will be emceeing. Yeah. Who else is on?
Other people that are on would be Sean Walsh.
Not sure Sean's doing it.
Phil Gerard.
Who?
Phil Gerard would be on, yes.
Really?
Phil Gerard. So you've got Phil Lucas is also big in the Brighton.
But he's not performing. Just look at the booklet.
Who's on the brochure? Who's on the front cover?
Oh, the head turning Sarah Pascoe.
No, she wouldn't perform at a Comedia on Saturday night.
Let's focus. So Stephen Grant is on. Phil Gerard is on.
Angela Barnes.
Wonderful.
And who else? Who's closing?
One other person, very big on the Brighton frontier.
Doesn't
of
have to be a Brighton scene. People travel to do gigs from all over the place.
You go there.
They come from all over the place to go there. It would be. I'm really trying to dig deep here. Yeah. Marcus Brigstocke. Oh, I know he sometimes goes there.
He's not on tonight. Let's get to the end of this little section.
And David can do the new act spot.
Sorry,
who is
David
your favourite?
And David can do the new act spot.
Who?
Come on, who's closing?
And let's David can do the new act spot.
Let's get to the end of this section. Who's closing at the Comedia tonight?
Chance that I could do the new act spot. Is that a possibility? Or?
No, let's go. I want to know who's headlining.
Who's going to be headlining for Brighton? Let's have a think.
Here we go. I've got the Comedia website up. There you go.
Okay, let's have a look.
Mike Gunn is headlining.
Let's get him on the stage. Wonderful.
Okay, so the first question for you today. Are you all right there, Angelos?
Yeah, no.
He's not sure at the moment, Brian. So just...
I am sure.
He's relaxed.
Quite right. Shaking it all in, baby boy.
Well, that's what we all need to do.
Well, we're walking into the comedy club now. Yeah, what do you make of it, Angelos?
Oh, well, I like what they've done with the front here.
With the front, you like what they've done with the
you
front.
You know, like all the gold they've painted. You know, like in this room here, this used to be, going back a few years now, of course, it used to be all like red, and now they've painted it all gold, and they've put carpet on the floor, which is a good idea, because health and safety things was all up the spout.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, you know what it means, Brian.
Go on. Give us one little clue.
Well, when you used to come in here and it wasn't made of carpet, it was made of that other muck that they had down
Lino.
Here. Lino floors. When it was very wet or snowy, etc., you used to come out and then you used to come in here thinking, oh, I'm going to see some comedy. And then, bang, you'd gone down. And then they, of course, were open for a lot of shoeing and a lot of all that stuff and muck.
Yeah.
Right? And then that cost them a lot of money, which is why they can't have Frankie Boyle on there no more, because it's still paying off debts to people what have fallen over
and
in the foyer. So they smack their face and their bums, right, before they put the carpet on the floor, David.
What do you make of that, David?
I think, you know, you think carpet's expensive, but when you hear Angelos' whole menu...
It's not expensive.
Oh, isn't it?
It's not expensive. It's very cheap nowadays. If you go to Allied Carpets or any of the other big carpet places, you can get it fed like this, and I think all out of the skip.
Angelos knows a lot about carpets, David, so if I were you, I'd ask him three quick questions about carpets.
Okay, first question.
Off the top of your head,
do you think carpets are good in sheds, or do you think
it's a total waste of time in the shed, David, because in the sheds you've got things like lawnmowers, and you've got things like petrol cans, and you've got things like petrol cans.
Second
and you've got
question.
Things like lawnmowers. Oh, thank you. And if you've only got a striker mash in there, and the whole thing
there's always a health and safety logic
behind
all these anecdotes.
Don't put it down in there.
Second carpet question.
If you're carpeting an entire house...
Can we have a little carpet bed, please, editor, when you do this episode?
Yeah,
we have a little carpet bed.
Indeed. Pitter-patter remix carpet.
Second carpet question.
Yeah, second carpet question. If you're carpeting an entire house, should you keep to a theme? Or, so, I don't know, castles and princesses and knights? Or should there be different types of carpets in each room? Sorry, I'm not making any sense. No.
Something about princesses and knights and castles. You know what you mean?
No, you're quite right. I'm not explaining myself. Right. If I'm carpeting an entire house...
Yes. We wouldn't do the entire house.
No, you wouldn't do the walls or the ceilings.
No, floors.
So I'm doing the floors of the entire house.
Would you carpet the kitchen?
I don't think
that. You'd get muck on it.
What's the second question,
That's
David?
That's a very good point.
Second
question. Do you keep to a certain theme, carpet style, colour white, the whole house?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Third question.
Third question.
Not castles,
would be,
princes stuff. I don't do none of that.
No, absolutely. Just keep to a colour code then.
Colour theme is good.
Yeah. Colour theme. So, like browns
different
everywhere.
Different shades.
Definitely. So, like sort of a light brown and then like a dark brown.
Can you sing a song called Different Shades, David?
Different shades of life keeps life full of glory. Shades and colours fill my heart.
Okay, that's enough.
With
and the third question.
Third question when it comes to carpets.
Yes, sir.
Do you like a good, what do they call it, a rug? You know, one that's very thick, those thick...
thick rug.
Thick rug carpet.
100%.
Or do you
shag pile.
A shag pile, that's exactly it.
Stop using your hands so much.
Sorry. But quite right, put the pointing away.
Yeah.
Do you feel that we've...
you lose your power.
Very true.
quite. That's interesting.
That's cool. That's got him thinking.
But that's true. That's struck a nerve. You're trying to impose yourself, aren't you, on somebody?
Struck a nerve. That, yeah.
I think the thing is, a lot of the things you're saying, there's always a logic backing it up. Don't have carpets in kitchens.
Struck a chord. Yeah.
Touched a nerve, struck a
chord. It's like a whole orchestra of emotions.
Right, David, I've got the first question. So we're just sitting down.
You can't wear trainers here, I'm afraid, David. Do you mind putting these shoes on?
Yeah, I certainly will do, yes, thank you.
Strict shoe policy.
Yeah, absolutely, taking my Reeboks off.
Sorry, we only have these. They are size 15.
Oh, thank you. I feel like Cinderella. I'm slipping them on and they just about fit.
They really aren't them Turkish slippers with the curly bits on the front.
They certainly are. It's quite showbiz.
You're going to get picked on tonight, mate.
They've got bells on the end.
Oh, yeah, I'm sort of giving the heckler
slide to
focus on.
You look like Mr. Claypole.
I certainly do.
So just to let the listeners know, we're sat at the front row. The place is filling up. Not long now.
Thank you. Would you like to order food?
Yes, please.
What would you like?
Lobster.
Lobster.
Thank you.
Good, that's quite upmarket.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of money.
Absolutely. Okay, I haven't got as much money to. I couldn't buy an entire lobster.
I don't want all of it. I just want some of it.
No problem, sir.
Okay, no problem, sir.
I'll go slightly. Je ne sais quoi. I'll go for some salmon.
Right. Well,
no problem, sir.
I'm going to go for some cod. We're all
no problem, sir.
No problem.
We're all going to the ocean, hand in hand.
Right, David. First question of
and
this.
And some drinks.
Let's get the drinks in. What would you like, Angelos, drinks-wise?
I'd like a large brandy.
A large brandy.
I've heard about this. I'm going to try an apple martini.
Okay. Ooh.
Very Shoreditch. Yeah, quite right.
What were you getting?
An apple martini.
Okay.
I'm going to get a jug of milk.
I'm going to get a jug of milk.
Goodness me, they do that here at the Comedia, whole
yes,
jug.
Yes, they do. That's why I'm
coming up.
Quite right.
Enjoy the
it.
Show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Right, before the MC comes on, Stephen Grant, my first question to you is this. Have you ever bled from your anus?
Only very slightly. I mean, we're all adults here, and if this is too much, we can obviously edit it out. That's the wonders of modern technology. But it's a case of very much, basically, when I've been horrifically constipated.
Yeah.
And it's just a case of, it's just taken a lot of, it's just been a real uphill struggle just to push
out
of it.
Downhill
struggle type of thing.
Yeah.
And to actually, you know, get those first little, you know, nuggets, boulders out.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a little tear.
Yeah, a little tear. Yeah. Well done. That's a very appropriate way to put it.
Thank you.
And
a fissure.
Is that the medical term for it?
Yeah.
So fissure. Just several fissures around
pile
the
up your bum. That is what that
yeah.
is.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
A pile up your bum.
Yeah, there you go. Simple as that. And there was a slight tear, as you say, a fissure.
And that's blown.
It's blown. Yeah, erupted type of thing.
It popped. Did you hear it pop when it came down?
No, I don't. I've never heard it pop. I guess because it's within the actual toilet, so sound-wise, it's contained beneath
me. Well, you say that, but there is every chance that when it goes pop, because it's in the bowl, that the sound is reverberated and it is very loud in the bog.
This is true, like an echo type of like
an echo
chamber.
Yeah,
definitely. I've never had that. No, it's always
really
been quite silent.
Here. Yeah?
And also...
Was it a lot of blood or specks?
Trickle.
There was a lot there.
Lot of blood?
Yes,
were you
there was.
Worried about it? When
yes,
you
I was
it?
Very.
Did you tell
shouting,
anyone?
Oh, sorry, I just told my mother. Simple as that. Just kept it very
mom.
Just in the hallway. Just sort of said, "This has happened." She said,
"Well, what did you say to your mother?"
I seem to be bleeding from. Well, I mean, you know, first of all, she said from the front. When it's from the front, that's just like ring your GP up ASAP, apparently.
Right.
But from the back, we discussed my diet very briefly.
Yes.
And she said, well, you're constipated. And as you said, I think she might have even used that French nut word.
Fissure.
Yeah, definitely.
She would have done,
Fissure. And I was like, you know, just put a lid on it now, mother. We know what's happened.
Well, don't put a lid on it.
Quiet. And simple as that. But it's, I think
wasn't worried, though.
No, not
she
at all.
She put your mind at rest.
When she thought it was coming out the front area, then alarm bells were signaled.
What do you mean by front area?
Urination, genital.
Got a bum hole in the front area. Yeah.
Absolutely right. Yeah, no, not at all. I know, you know, I'm 100% man. Don't worry about that. I shouldn't even have to verbalise that.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
But yes, blood appeared from my behind.
A lot of blood.
Trickle.
I would say, like, I don't know, a tumbler.
Oh, so quite a bit.
Well, I don't know that. I'm probably going over the top again. I do that sometimes.
Thing is, if you got a tumbler of blood and you mix it with some water, it obviously looks worse than it probably is.
Like, well said. That's exactly it.
Have you ever had that thing when you've eaten beetroot and you've forgotten, and it's all come out like all like dark, like brown, like purple?
No, but I can imagine that'd be horrific.
You're very
that'd
relaxed today, Angela.
That'd be a nightmare.
Well, you know.
I think you're just enjoying our company, isn't it?
Very relaxed.
Well, I should sit down.
Wonderful.
Sit down here because, like, the microphone is so low.
Yeah, well, we could move the microphone.
No, I feel like down here.
Very relaxed.
But what about a beetroot issue? Brian, have you ever had any problems?
I don't know if I've ever had much beetroot. I'm not a big fan of beetroot.
You should really get into
that. I have bled a lot.
Really? Why was that? What happened?
Thank you.
Goodness. Well, it's an awful thing to suddenly see blood in the toilet, isn't it?
Have you ever put anything up your bum?
Not at all. Any toilet paper?
Look me in the eye and say not at all.
Not at all. Only toilet paper, that's it. Nothing else has entered into that region.
Really?
Okay.
No, I don't think... Oh, a doctor's finger, perhaps, and that's it. For medical
no one
reasons.
Else.
Right, not just some doctor in the pub.
No, not at all. It was a surgery.
He was booked in.
I was booked in. My name came up on the big screen. David Edwards wandered in.
And why did they put
it?
Do you know, I've had an osteopath's finger up my bum.
Oh, really?
Remind me, an osteopath,
yeah.
What's that area again?
Is it a woman?
No, sir.
Oh, dear, dear.
Goodness
no,
me.
No.
And that was just checking to make sure you were healthy.
Apparently.
Checking everything's all right up there.
Well, I had my... You know what a coccyx is, David?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, the actual... The bottom part of the spine.
Yeah, so my coccyx was bent because I fell on a stone.
Oh, when was that?
Quite a few years ago, in the late
80s. Gosh, blimey.
And apparently... the way you treat it is by sticking your finger up your
yeah,
bottom.
Apparently. I've never heard that. Oh, and
I've
looked that up on the internet, yeah. Mate. You know, I think someone's been taking you for,
for
a ride, mate. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I think there's a lot between the anal area and the top of the spine. There'd be a lot of...
Well, to the top of the spine, sure.
No, not the top of the... Sorry, no, the bottom.
Yeah.
Bottom of the spine and the anus. I think it's probably about anal passage. There's probably about... I don't know, what's that, like a foot? I'd say it's like a foot.
I disagree. If I put my finger up your bum, I could find your coccyx within a couple of seconds.
Here is your food and drinking.
Ah,
David Poppy.
Oh, guys, the music's starting for the start of the show.
Showbiz.
Really?
I love it.
Percussion for David Poppy.
Huh? Is Stephen Grant coming on the stage?
The next percussion for David Poppy.
Extra cushion for your body.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Just slide it in there. Wonderful.
Here we go. So we're just going to watch a bit of Stephen Grant.
He's opening jokes.
Indeed, he's quite topical.
Don't talk, he'll just pick on you, mate.
Put him off.
Angelos, have you got a question for David while... Can we keep it low? Because obviously Stephen will pick on
us. As a species, and... Sorry, Stephen.
Yeah.
I just got to ask David this question. Okay. Obviously, as a species and as a race, we are still evolving,
yes.
Aren't we?
Well, yes, I've heard.
You'd
yeah,
think so?
Yeah.
So
definitely.
What happens, what comes after Homo sapiens? What happens next?
Right, that's a very good question.
I know.
Stop pointing.
Sorry, I'll put it in the holster.
You lose your power.
I will lose my power.
Stop pointing again.
It's almost like self-sabotage, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Keep your power, Edwards.
What's
keep
after the Homo sapiens?
What comes after it?
I think it's pretty basic. It's going to be robo sapiens.
I think you're correct, David.
I think it's going to be machines, cash machines talking to us, not just giving us money.
No, but, can I just stop you there? I know I've asked you a question. I do apologise
for
interrupting
you. Go for
it. But I don't give a shit. Right? But,
okay.
Yeah.
Quieter, please.
If
what was that?
Quieter, please.
Quieter, please.
We can't evolve... to become robots, you know, something will happen. Like, bits of us will go, but we don't need as human beings now. We'll go and we'll get rid of the bits we don't need. What bits are we going to get rid of that we don't need?
Yeah,
wow.
that's a very good question, isn't it? Very scientific.
Yes.
I think ultimately we don't have to chase tigers or zebras.
Exactly, David. This is the stuff I'm wanting you to get to.
Right, okay. No, I'll see if I can get to it for you, definitely. But the thing is, we're still going to need our legs to get from A to B.
We will need
just
them.
Moving around the lounge, you know, things like that. So I think we won't need as many muscles in our legs. They'll just be like basic sticks, just to move us around in a very basic manner.
Stick legs.
Stick legs. I think we won't need like...
I think our bums will get stronger because of the amount of sitting down we do.
Yes, that's a possibility.
So stick legs with big muscular bottoms.
Big bums.
I'll tell you something we don't need. We don't need six packs.
Stop pointing.
Oh, sorry, put that away. Keep my power. So we don't need six packs or biceps.
No, we don't need them so much.
Peter Andre, he's not going to chase a mammoth, is he?
No. Well, he might do, but not. He won't, like, he'll get nothing out of it.
Definitely, you're quite right. Evolution's about survival.
Yes.
Six packs just about making a bird want to kiss you at the end of the night. That's not going to keep civilization moving.
Well, will it or won't it?
Yeah, I suppose, because there's the element of intercourse afterwards.
Well, exactly, all sex and stuff. Birds love a six-pack, David.
So maybe, in a way, a lot of it might be not there to actually, you know, I don't know, wrestle with a
cheetah.
What
do you think it'll look like in, say, 1,000 years? What will David Edwards
look
like?
What will you look like?
I think in 1,000 years... Well, you've got
Go through your body. Go. Legs.
Legs will
longer,
be
longer, shorter.
They will be, like, long...
Quick answers. Legs.
Like, tripod sticks, so I can just move around. I don't have to
torso.
Run. Torso will just be it's got a basic use basically. It's just there so I can digest my food.
Arms.
That's it. Arms will be very long, not biceps, just so I can point to things.
Oh, well, you
points.
See, this is it. If you stop pointing, they won't get us so long. So maybe keep the points down.
Yep, quite right. Sit on them.
Head,
perhaps.
Face, ears, etc.
Head, nose, very large for IQ and ability.
Ears,
ears also very large.
Nose.
To hear. Nose will just stay. The head will be big, but the nose will just be
eyes.
As it is. Eyes will be, they'll be quite small, really. They'll be quite basic, kind of, you know.
They won't change much.
No, they won't change. I see everything much. I need to see.
Yeah,
but I could think...
First axon, guys.
Here we go.
Who is it? It's Phil Jarrett, everybody.
Oh, I like this chap.
Yeah, no, he's a good
heckle
one.
Him, mate. Heckle him, David.
Oh, I shouldn't really. I
heckle
shouldn't really,
Phil.
No, it's... I feel
heckle
it's
Phil.
Rude. Tell
go
us about...
Huh?
Go on.
Go on.
Tell us a better bloody joke, mate.
Yeah, good one, Dave.
Hang on a minute. What?
Tell us a better bloody joke, mate. I feel a bit... Do you know, as a comic, I know it's hard to sit there with a pen and paper in front of you and come up with a gag that's going to emit the sound of laughter from a large crowd.
Yeah.
And I feel bad just getting a massive, dough of S-H-I-T and just chucking it in his face type of thing. It just feels...
Do you know Phil?
I do know Phil, yes. So
right.
I don't want in any way be... the guy's got some great modern observations.
He wants you to do it.
He wants you to do it. He wants you to heckle him.
What? I don't
really
think I've actually ever heckled someone
really
before.
Really put the boot in. The worse it is, the better it is for him.
And obviously the crowd will get behind you and laugh and clap.
Yeah, they'll love it. They will love it. And they'll want you to keep going. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. If I was to heckle a man, it would be a case of...
Don't give up the day job, for example.
Yeah, well done, Charles. One word for you, pal, P45.
They absolutely loved it.
Thank you. But now Phil's no longer my friend, and I've got all these strangers
who
aren't going to be
funny.
My friends.
He found it funny.
So we've got a second question. This is a question from a listener, David.
Wonderful.
This is from @StreetSpirit. @StreetSpirit. And he's asked... What's the naughtiest thing you've ever done? What's the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
The naughtiest thing I've ever done is probably shoplift.
Yeah,
that would by far.
Have you really?
Yes.
What did you take? And what age?
At what age? I was 11 or 12.
Oh.
And it was basically it was a whole army of stormtroopers, basically. It was on a display in Beatty's, which is a well-known toy shop in the middle of Brighton.
You took the lot, the whole army?
I did take the whole lot. Well,
it
wasn't like 30,
it
was 10. And
put it in your bag?
My dad had like two large Tesco bags.
Oh, so he was in on it?
No, say two large testicles.
Well, he did, though. No, two large Tesco bags, that was it. Bizarrely, I don't know where I'm going there, but they do look similar, don't they, in a bizarre way?
Yeah.
No, they don't. I don't know where I'm
going
there.
They do, don't they?
I should trust my thoughts.
Exactly.
Sorry, Charles?
That's how the bleeding in his bum started.
That's how the bleeding in your bum started. You put them up your bottom.
Yep, that's what happens.
But what did you do? So you put all the stormtroopers in a bag?
Basically, it was the early 80s, Return of the Jedi had just come out, and I had a lot of consumer envy. There they were, fresh from America, on this large desk. You know, there's a Death Star in the background. These pure white glistening stormtroopers.
Yeah, they look good in their outfits, don't they?
Oh, they certainly did. They turned my head, it's got to be said. And he had loads of Tesco bags. Well, I think it was about two large ones. And I just sort of...
did he have shopping in them?
He did have shopping, loads. I remember like there was like frozen cakes and quiches and things like that.
Yeah.
And I just sort of I can't, because it's a bit of a blur. I was 11 now, and I'm going to be 40 in March. Right. So it's quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And it's a case of I just chucked them in there, really.
And what happened when you got home and he pulled all these stormtroopers
There before him. I got there before my father did and immediately grabbed them, pretending to help him type of thing.
Oh, you actually took them home, David?
Oh, yes, they got home. I smuggled them out, basically. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
And the excitement, I can't tell you, it was almost like...
Well, us, this is a podcast, David.
Yeah, it was almost like, I guess it's, you know, shoplifting for a child. It's like an adult going to Amsterdam and taking part in sort of, you know, illegal recreation sort of thing.
Yeah, well, they're legal over there.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Yeah, that's true. So you shouldn't feel bad about it. But it's a case of ultimately, I was thinking the games I'm going to have with these stormtroopers, the new, you know, plots and storylines.
Is it like every time you was playing them with them in your bedroom and your mum and dad come through the door, did you have to get them all and shove them under the bed so that they didn't go, we didn't buy you them stormtroopers, where did I come from?
Well, in actual fact, I play with them openly in the lounge all the time. Really? My parents obviously didn't have great awareness skills. They weren't aware at all. But like anything, you do something illegal, there's always a grass. There's someone who basically grasses you up. And my brother just revealed the whole thing. Yeah. It was a Sunday roast. I've been playing with these stormtroopers for a good week. And he just sort of said, don't you think it's bizarre that his action figures have doubled, so they've multiplied in amounts?
I sense tension between you and your brother.
Well, there certainly was with that.
And now?
It's a lot more civilised.
Right.
You know, we don't share things like bedrooms, figures, holidays.
Was he jealous that you had more of these action figures than what he had?
In retrospect, I should have shared them.
Oh.
I think it's like any sort of person who enters into any illegal kind of racket, you've got to make sure everyone's good around
everyone's
you type
paid
of
off.
Thing.
Everyone's
paid off.
Yeah.
And I think I was basically like a cat stroking his fur the wrong way over the week, and he just sort of thought, right, I'm going to sort of chuck you in.
Yeah, and he did it on a grand scale at the middle of the Sunday roast dinner table. Real dramatic reveal.
Massive. My dad's quite a religious man.
Is he?
Yeah, and it was during the early 80s when he was highly religious, whereby we would actually go through the readings from church. You know,
Around the table?
Yeah, around the table.
What, at a dinner table?
Around the dinner table, yeah.
On a Sunday?
Yeah.
Angelos, have you got a second question for David?
Yeah, I have. I would like to ask you, David, have you ever had a fight, David?
Yes, I had...
a fist fight? A physical fight?
Yes, I tell you what, I did have a fight with a chap on a stairwell. This is at school, secondary school.
Oh, right.
And... I thought it was going quite well at one point, but it was more like pushing, pulling, like two cats in an alleyway.
What was his name?
His name was, I can't remember his surname. I can only remember his first name, which was Glenn. Simple as that.
Make up a surname.
Campbell. Glenn Campbell. That's lovely. That's like a DJ name, isn't it? It rolls off the tongue beautifully. And I remember basically the fight stopped when he did make contact with my face with his fist.
So Glenn Campbell punched you in the face?
Yes, right on the cheek.
That was the end of it.
And I think both of us just looked in shock. He was just sort of wobbling with his hand like, oh, I've actually hit somebody.
Why had you got into this fight with Glenn Campbell?
Because he purposely shoulder barged me in the stairwell. And I said, come on, Glenn, you did that on purpose type of thing. And he goes, no, I didn't, all that sort of thing. And I said, yes, you did.
And you had had enough of this because it had been going on a while? Or
I'd had enough of it because he had been quite leery, I think the term was then, verbally. Yeah. And also, he was 2 years younger than me.
Stop pointing. That was a weird point.
Yeah, that was a
use your middle finger,
sign.
Then.
You're quite right, yeah, don't want to do that. He was 2 years younger. He was in the first year, I was in the third year.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, come on, this is too much. I'm being, you know, kind of... victimised by someone who's just left primary education type of thing.
Yeah.
And he pushed me, I pushed him, he pushed me. We kind of got in a kind of like a hug, kind of wrestle type of thing. And then before I could think of anything, he actually hit me with his fist.
second act's just being introduced to the stage.
Oh, here we go.
It's Angela Barnes.
Oh, wonderful.
Very good.
Live entertainment.
Very good.
So he punched you in the face.
I made full connection to my cheek, on my face, and it was a very much a case of I was sort of wobbling lip. I'd never been hit before.
Yeah.
It was quite a
Did
shock.
Did you cry?
I think a few little snail tracks went down the cheeks.
Right.
But nothing too apocalyptic. I wasn't bursting.
You didn't want to show Glen Campbell that you was really upset,
No,
did you?
God, no. I mean, this is a man, well, it was a boy then, yeah. who was like pre-puberty. He was fresh from primary school. I don't think he even completed the first term. And it was, what was that?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, that's okay, okay. And it was a case of, wobbling fists, and I was just a bit shocked. And that's what brought, I think both of us realised we'd gone too far.
Yeah.
We were fighting like real men, and we hadn't quite hit that sort of masculine.
Have you been close to a fight in your adult life? Have you?
University, I think I've done some drunken pushing in a student kitchen.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah, definitely.
You were drunk.
I had one too many Fosters. He had as well.
Right.
I can't remember what the argument was about.
Who was it?
Not
him again, was it?
No, it wasn't Glenn again. Our paths didn't cross again after that.
You want to make up a name for this guy?
I'm thinking Mark or Marcus. It was definitely or a Martin, Marcus. Something like that.
Okay.
Surname.
And,
Marcus
surname,
Garvey.
Sorry,
Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey. Once again, that works for me.
Yeah.
It's got a nice rhythm to it. It's got to be said.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving. I remember my back going into the microwave and someone saying, "Hey, come on. You're going to break something in the kitchen."
Are you a man with, like, have you got a temper on you? I mean, could you unleash hell if need be?
I'd like to think so.
So,
could you
like,
do that now? No.
Sort of,
I want you to be a character in it. I really like you to unleash.
So what, like verbally? Or
yeah,
just
a volley
like
of abuse.
Right, that's too much. You crossed the line now. I'm going to bloody give you a battered ear.
I don't think you'd say bloody.
Okay, yeah. Right, that's it. That's it. All right, come on. That's it, mate. You know, full
now,
eye contact.
I'm going to just list off a load of names, and I want you to tell me if you could realistically take them in a fight or not.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep, please.
Joe Swash.
Yes or no?
Yes, I feel confident I could do.
All right. Nasty Nick Bateman from Big Brother.
Nasty Nick Bateman.
Quick.
I think, okay. No, but I'd leave him bruised.
Okay.
Yep.
Nasty Nick from EastEnders.
Nasty Nick, he would kill me. That would be the end of it. I think he would just obliterate me.
Okay. Just off the top of my head.
Cliff Richard?
Cliff Richard?
I would feel confident. I think arrogant in saying it, but I think I could, certainly now in his old age, I'd easily be able to bring him down, just put him in a headlock sleeper.
How would you bring Cliff Richard down?
I would literally place my hands like an anaconda around his neck, like a headlock, and then I'd kneel to the floor. Yeah. He would come down, and if there was
What would Cliff have to have done to you to find yourself in that situation with him?
I think with
what would he have had to say to you, Cliff Richard?
I think it's a continual abuse. So I'm very good at turning the cheek.
Right.
About 10 times.
He's religious as well.
Sorry?
He's religious
Yeah,
as
he
well.
Is. Quite right, absolutely. I think my religious days are behind me more now, so.
Oh.
Which isn't ideal. So he would have the power of the Bible behind him. I wouldn't have that as much. But I think it's very much of a case of, after a while when it becomes too repetitive, they cross a line and it's a case of, right, that's too much, Cliff. I'm now going to actually physically bring this to an end type of thing.
Yeah.
You said too much, you know, and it's been continuous. It's like water drops on the head type of thing.
Yeah, water drops, yeah.
I've got a third question. I think it's my third question.
Oh, yes.
If you could be anyone you know in the county, not the world, the county, if you could be anyone you know in the county, who would it be?
In the county, I would definitely... definitely a local. I don't even like football. I'm not. That's a bit of a controversial thing to say because I know there's some football fans here as I speak. But the footballers, particularly in Portsmouth, are really heralded as kind of like modern day gladiators.
You'd be a Portsmouth.
I'd be a Portsmouth footballer. Are they Premier League? I don't know. Are they League One?
I think they're really struggling. But you'd be.
They're not struggling with the ladies and free foods on the streets of Pompey. Believe me.
What?
Go to Game Station.
Anyone in the county, you'd choose a Portsmouth footballer.
Everyone, they are treated very, very well by the local community.
Yeah.
Beeps on the car.
But for how long? But for how long, David?
I think you've probably got like a 4-year window.
You're very wise today, Andy. Yeah, like an owl on the top of a tree looking down at us, giving us a lot of wisdom.
Well, I just, you know, I want to get to the bottom of this fella.
Wow.
No, it's full of wisdom and logic.
Obviously, the golden question section is openly available to you, David, whenever you choose to pull out the golden question for Angelos.
Yep. Okay, absolutely. Here is my question for you.
Yeah.
So I can point to them, put that away.
Yeah, right.
Which is ultimately, do you feel your life goals have changed greatly the older you've become? You know, when you look at your teens, your 20s, things in that vein, do you feel as though they've changed now? You're like a ripe fruit.
Yeah, definitely changed now. Because when I was like, when I was a young boy, of course, like everyone else, my dream was to have my own car wash.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. By the way, to the listeners, Angelos, you're just wearing a dressing gown today, Angelos.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just wearing a dressing
gown.
Very
relaxed.
Well, it's very warm out there, isn't it?
It is, very true.
You know. So you wanted to own a car wash?
Well, like everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, we were all going, oh, man, when I get my car washed, I'm going to charge £5, like, to have an outside clean, and then I'm going to charge £7 to clean the outside and the inside. And that is the dreams that I had, you know. And then as I grew older, and I got to go in a car wash and stuff, and there was people in these car washes, and I thought, this is shit, you know? They're like car washes. I don't want to do that no more. And then as my horizons broadened out, I drifted away from the car wash and set my sights on cheap flights to Europe. That's where I thought... That's where I really thought the money was.
Right.
When
was this?
This is like ages ago.
Right.
Yeah. But getting hold of them planes is not as easy as you might think they are. Like I was on eBay looking for them, and I was on the internet like looking for cheap planes and that. But you can't get hold of them things. So I thought, right, okay, Angelos, be realistic, okay?
Yeah.
Be realistic. So I thought, well, maybe I could be on telly, you know.
Right.
And then that all happened, and then I thought, this is rubbish. And at the moment, I've got to tell you, I am just sort of treading water, you know, until the next big idea comes along. Can you give Angelos any ideas, David?
Well, I think it's about taking the skills you've procured
what
already.
What are they?
So, car wash, number one.
Yeah.
Number two...
Yeah, but I can't actually do car washing. I only wanted ever to own one. I didn't want to actually do the car washing. I wanted to sit in the booth.
And actually do... But the thing is, I think you learn skills though, don't you? Time management, different types of car... Did you do any car washing or not at all?
No, I didn't do any.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to just go in the booth.
Oh, okay.
In the booth.
So with car wash, what you learnt is you wanted a dream. You had a dream.
I had a dream of going in the booth.
Absolutely, in the booth.
Yeah.
And you worked out the booth was quite cramped, not very aspirational.
No, I like the booth, but...
Well, maybe let's get back to the booth. Maybe let's go back to square one.
I don't want to go back in the booth because now I've grown out of the booth. But at that time, I wanted to go in the booth because it gives you a sense of power.
Right, okay, so we worked out that what you want is a larger booth and you want a bigger sense of power.
I don't want any booths, no more.
Put them aside, that's back in the 90s or the new noughties, whatever it was. Then we moved on to planes.
Yes.
Are you still into aeronautical kind of...
No, I was never into that. I was into, EasyJet, I like that.
EasyJet, yeah. What did you like about that?
Definitely.
It was cheap, economic...
It's orange.
See... I think a lot of it, you like the decor, don't you? You like the shades, the colours, the size of the booth.
I liked the orange on EasyJet, but it doesn't look good anywhere else, that orange.
If I passed you an orange now, you
would not interest
no interest
at all.
Right.
That's called clever branding.
I know it is.
Yes, they've done their work there.
Yeah, I should have sucked into that.
Oh, we all have. Don't feel lesser.
David.
Sorry, we all have. Don't feel lesser for that.
Thank you.
What I think is good, how you've grown as a man.
Yeah, I have grown.
Is that you've realised that TV...
I'm 6'2" now.
6'2"? How tall are you, David?
Not much taller, really. I think that's 6'3", something like that.
So well, that's 1 inch taller than me.
An inch taller.
Which is about my... No, about half my index finger.
I was going to say, your index finger is 3 or 4 inches.
It is quite. I'm not very good with measurements. I need to work on that.
Yeah.
I think ultimately, what is very good is that you've realised that TV is smokes and mirrors.
Oh, it's smokes and mirrors.
Absolutely. So you can move on. So many people are still stuck in the celebrity hamster wheel, and you've broken free with that. With
but only because I've had no choice. I want to be back on the telly.
Oh, right. Well, that's what would you like to do on the TV? What genre?
Cooking.
Cooking? Why not?
Because I can't cook.
And so someone would teach you on air type
of thing? I don't know. Fishing?
Sorry?
Fishing.
Fishing.
Fishing and then cook the fish afterwards?
No.
Best about just the fishing.
Chuck them back in.
Throw them back in?
Probably.
So there would be two separate shows.
Although I don't have a rod. So
a rod?
They'd have to come up with the money for that.
They would, honestly, TV are very good with. They've got a whole prop warehouse. They'd easily better get your rod. They'll drive you to the location. You've just got to pitch the idea to them and then.
Fishing with Angelos.
Yeah, fishing with Angelos.
Yeah.
And then
what would the music be for the show?
Fishing.
They all sound the same, your songs.
Yeah, I know. I apologise.
They all sound like 1950s crooners songs.
I know, you're quite right. Yeah,
come on, a little bit more.
I want something like from the early 90s that you'd hear in a European disco.
Take that rod.
Make it a rap.
Make it a rap.
Angelos.
That's it.
Fishing now down the lake.
God, this is making me
trying to get the crowds.
Making me feel uncomfortable,
David. It is. It's a bit odd.
Which channel do you think would buy a program with a theme tune like that, mate?
I think Channel 4, because they like to be alternative and thinking outside the box, not staying inside.
And what would be the format of this show?
Basically, I can imagine it'd be you on a bike, sort of getting back to nature.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Do you know what?
Walking. We've done 25 episodes. That's the first time I've seen David laugh. 25 hours of podcasting. You're tickled.
I can see the vision for great TV, ultimately.
I've just been told there is a 30-second slot available before the headliner. David, are you up for it?
Wow, there's a 30-second slot for you to get on stage. Oh, the crowd are cheering your name, David.
Oh, goodness me, I'm prepared for the thing.
Here he is. He's going onto the stage, into the mic, David, so we can all hear you. This is David's first 30 seconds of his Edinburgh show. Here we go.
Feel free to heckle and you're low.
OK, here we go. My show's called Dave Edwards, How to Get a Second Date. It's very easy to get a first date.
Is it?
It is. It's very simple to get a first date.
Boring.
Listen, guys.
How'd you get a first date?
Boring.
How'd you get a first date?
First date, you can go for the dating industry match.com. Speed dating.
When are you going to do your first joke, mate?
Listen up.
Boring.
No, come on, chaps. Let's give me a window so I can get the punchline in.
Come on in.
First date.
You've got 5 seconds.
Then 5 seconds, quite right. So then I go, even match.com can get you one first date. If not, you can get your money back.
Oh, this is hard work.
Wow, yeah,
this
is.
No,
don't
worry.
Don't get it. Trading off the Gittins brand.
there's a gravy train involved, it's got to be said. That's a very valid point.
Always using me.
Yeah, the revenue stream I'm canoeing down.
What was the fact of that punchline? Let's get to the punchline.
Match.com. There's only one date. Match.com.
So we're just going to go back. First dates are simple. Match.com, sir, if you can't get a first date, they'll give you money back for free. But let me just focus. So then it's very much a case of... but you've got to be consistent, emailing, phoning up, Claire from accounts.
David, genuinely, it's the first joke. When's the first punchline?
Come on, mate.
I'm trying.
Did you get their money back for free? Was that?
Oh, okay.
Was that the punchline?
No, they won't. I hope not.
All right, give us your second joke. Give us your second joke.
Right, this is one of the jokes. This is a proper joke. Okay,
we can do a joke off after this. We can all do a joke.
Wonderful. Okay,
and then we'll end
good.
The podcast. We'll do a joke off. And then we'll end the podcast.
Wonderful.
We'll get a big round of applause from the Comedia crew, and then we'll leave.
And you can do one of your oldest jokes that you really like.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Are we doing that now?
We'll do that now.
Do it now.
One of my oldest jokes, I absolutely...
A real banker. Like, if you was going to go out on the stage like you are now at the Comedia and do a joke and they say, you have got to make us laugh or it's gone to the airtime, mate. What would you do?
Cock that barrel. I'm going to get ready with my my
comes.
Best joke.
Here we go.
And the crowd will clap and the loudest win.
Hey!
Oh,
here we go.
Democracy. I love it. The people
in
decide. Okay, so it's very much a case of I open the show with a song.
Which is what happens to the brokenhearted, because the song, the show's about romance.
Just do it, mate. Let's get
on and then
you
after the song,
explain the joke. Yeah.
Tell the joke.
Tell the joke.
And then afterwards, I go, I love to sing. I remember wandering around my house as a child, and my mum would look on with admiration and say, "David, you got a voice like an angel." Well, she would go, and then I'd do sign language. So, I can see this is already bombing. And the image of an angel, and you just say, "Well, she'd do it through sign." So obviously she's dead. And
Brian's joke, please.
Genuine joke. What are we doing here?
Come on, do your joke.
Okay. Why did the pint glass go to the hospital? Yes. Okay. Why did the pint glass go to the hospital?
I don't know.
Why?
Because it was trapped inside a pervert's anus.
It creates an image.
Crowd are going mad. Crowd are losing their shit.
That's what you want.
Is that from one of your stand-up shows?
Yes, in my whip.
So your what?
My whip. Work in progress.
Work in progress? Work in progress.
And Angelos, let's see.
Angelos.
Angelos.
This is old school.
Okay.
Ready?
Go for it.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Sure?
Yes.
What did one shaggy tit say to the other shaggy tit?
I don't know.
They said, if we don't get some support soon, people are going to think we're nuts.
That's quite good, isn't it?
Crowd are creasing up, my man.
Very well. Creasing up.
That is a good joke, David.
Do you have any jokes I could have?
You know that one.
No, really?
I wouldn't use it, though. I think it's on the front cover of greetings cards now, that one.
Who won, Charles?
Angelos.
Angelos. Angelos won.
It was a good joke.
Stephen Grant's coming off the stage. What's he holding, David, as a prize for Angelos?
A single rose.
A single rose. Oh, a single rose.
I am glad I came.
Angelos takes the rose from Stephen.
Thank you very much. And David, I'd like you to have that rose.
Oh, thank you.
And I wish you all the very best.
Well, wonderful.
Put it under your pillow.
Thank you to David. And thank you to our guest, Angelos Epithemi,
tonight. No, thank you, Angelos.
And thank you, David. To the crowd, the Comedia, and to Stephen Grant, and Angela Barnes, and Phil Jared. And who else was on tonight?
Mike Gunn.
Mike Gunn, who drops out right at the last moment. Thank you so much for listening.
What's the best thing about Switzerland?
What is?
This Guns? Is joke. It's his joke.
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
Very good.
Very good. What's Very the best good. Thing about Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus. Thank you so much for listening,
lovely.
Everybody. Good night.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.